Start Simon Sarivov, Sif Aleph. Start from the beginning. We'll be turning back a little bit, but off the top of, take the tops of Sarivov. The Mechaber Paskins, Tznon, O Silka. Now, what is Silka? Very important. What's Silka mean? So, if you look at the Shach, who trodden? Great. What's trodden? So we thought it was beets. But I saw in the by the Shulchan, across from the Aruch HaShulchan, whatever it is, it's not beets. Because beets is not Charef. That's we had that kasha yesterday. And it says we jumped to the word, the modern Hebrew word for beets is Selek. So, but it's not. It's something else. We just don't know what it is. Any of the Amahu, he writes. Okay. Shechotcha b'saken shalvasa ben yomo. So the Mechaber initially in his first opinion rejects the chumrah of Eina ben Yomo, that Eina ben Yomo is a shvach, anything beyond chiltus. He rejects the chumrah of the Rashba of Kulo. Okay. That's the opinion which maintains that even in Ben Yomo is l'shvach, as we have in Avodah Zarah Lama Tetz, and Chiltus is lavdach. Vim lo notal meyam kenetilas makom, v'gam lo tomim v'bishlam b'cholof, sorach shishim keneged mashenoga me'asaken b'hem, v'hu adin l'chotchem b'saka shal goyim. Fine. Rambo. V'yam chotchem dak dak, sorach l'shar shishim, Negan Kolat Snown, period. Because everything's within the Kanan Tila. V'yesh Omrim, Shem Chotach Snown B'sakan Shal Yisr Kulo Asr, not just the Kanan Tila. By the way, the Kanan Tila didn't make it, didn't make the cut. In the Turi has it, of course, this is called his father, the Rush. But the Mechaber never even quoted the Shita of Kanan Tila. He only quotes Natila, Kanan Tila. And the Ramah says, well, maybe it's even kulo. V'chein mchotcha b'sakan shal bosa also kulo b'cholof. V'chein no in l'chatchila, but the evid, unless the rakan in the tila. Klipa, no one holds from. Fine. Let's stop here for the moment before we get to the second half of the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Rabosai, why don't you take a look at the Gilyon Marashah, who's something very important, which we mentioned to you in Shir already yesterday, but it's very, very important. The first Gilyon Marashah says, it's no Silka, Botzel Shenis Bashel Tchila Ozel Chari Fuse. Who said so? Tshuva Snachla Shiva Beberhetev Sivkotan Dalit. Let's take a look on the Beberhetev Sivkotan Dalit. Please look inside. Beberhetev Sivkotan Dalit. This is as follows. What Sosi but Shiva's Nakal Shiva or the bottle of it of a chorf hide him this new chai the talk of tapshal raw Avlan Bishlu Tchila Levado Chakach this new talk of tapshal bottle charif usayu arrived from a Mishnah in Perek Yud the Trumas Mishnah Aleph. How do you like that? Does it apply to all Dava Charef? Or perhaps only to Batzel? The Mishnah Truma, I assume, is talking about a Batzel, an onion. We'll see as we go. Okay, back Rabosai to the Yad Avrom in Sif Aleph. This one should pick up some of the important mafarshim on the bottom. You all have a Yad Avrom, either as an independent or as a part of some kind of Otzer on the bottom. The Yad Avram quotes a Prima Gadim towards the very end of his piece. Har Prima Gadim b'mishpitzal zov b'orachayim simen tofem zayin osid gimel nirpot zarachim imaflit duchka v'chorif me'ochel b'li rotif. What does that mean? You have something which is sharp. It's very Choref, and it's and if Duchah the Sakina, and you cut with a brand new knife, will it come out without rotif? What's the shaila over here? What's the shaila? Let's go weiter. V'chotach besakin cholov. You take a milchik knife and you cut with it. What do you cut with it? That's known shechotach besakin shabasa, a radish which had previously been cut with a fleshka knife. Inesar hasakin cholov. Do we say that the milchik knife which cuts the radish which had previously been cut with a fleshka knife is a treif? Asher the duchka the chorif odif. Mecham becham below rotev. You have a general cloud. Ein belua yotze meochel lekli below rotev. But maybe over here, Abosai, duchka and chorif is better than cham becham. Is better than cham becham. Better in sense. It achieves more. Achieves more. As we said already until now, that the psak of many poskim was so far unidentified. Is that Chorev and Duchka the Sakina is more powerful than even Bishl and Tzli against our Tosfos Kufi Rav and Beis. See here too? Maybe it's more powerful. Maybe? Okay. So now we come to Halacha L'maisa. The Shachs of Cotton Tess. Sorok L'Shar Shishim Keneged Kol Atzno. Why? The Kol Chaticha V'Chaticha Nesro Kidei Netila. Could do a chotchon dak dak. Cut into small pieces. Every single piece of its known, the entirety of it is within a kidei netila of the knife. Two fingers. That's pretty wide. You cut into small pieces. Every single piece has been hit with the knife within a kidei netila, and therefore the entire its known is whatever, let's say fleshik, milchik, or us as the case may be. Miu is very important. Hainu daf kushatz known cotton measak. Hoshen asak on the fanenu shenuchal the sharba. Avakshatzak in cotton meatz known ulafanenu pshita. The ain't sarach shishim elekenegar asak. You're never going to need more than 60 times the sakin itself. Why? Because the sakin is what absorbed originally the meat, let's say, or the milk. So even though the sakin may have cut the onion in five places, you're not going to say that each time more than that volume comes out. That's what it says. It says the pshita. Kivegi suggests maybe all you need is 60 times the kadeklipa of the sakin, not the entirety of the sakin. But he says neitza is going to work, and neitza is going to take the kadeklipa, ends up with a tzarachin or the kivegi. Ad kan rabosai, the very important words of the shach, which are in his mind pshita. Although, it's still a chiddush. Still a chiddush. But he goes further and says as follows. Umi v'sakin shel goy o shel iser l'didan d'kaimalon chaticha nasin nevela b'chol isur ramo im kein kol chaticha v'chaticha nasin nevela k'day netila. K'day netila on both sides is nevela. And therefore, what's the bottom line? Im keng shechot chotak dak, sorach l'shar neged kol atznon, av shu yose me asake v'duk. The sakin is the max if it's cutting fleshiks or milchiks. You know, it's a chaticha nasa fleshiks or milchiks. So the maximum volume is the full volume of the blade of the knife. That's as much milk or meat as there is altogether, sach hakol. If it's isu, you say chanan. So then you need 60 times the entire tznon. That's what it says in the Shach. Okay. Miu vaday hechak shebishlut snon sholim shenechta pesakan shelgoya shaliser keva dein osi osim ekdein netila im yesh betav shel shishim negar anetila shori. Let's go more than a netila. Again, we're only machal the chatchila for kula, not the diev. Chemashim idivrei derab b'toros chatos, v'chan b'hago, v'u poshet l'daiti. I think it's obvious. Uvaterezov as a lavush kosav. Timchotchu b'sakan shel goy nas and avela. V'tzorach shishin neged kol atznon. Afilu lochotchu dak dak. End quote. Hu tamua. The kevin lo nas and avela back on the tila. K'day on the tila. Liski b'shishin neged on the tila. What's going on over here? What's the lavush talking about? Unless lavush wants to be machber b'kulo. Shiramoah is mekel. We saw b'di'evet. Maybe. It's not a pshat. Ulai kivein the levush. The mashakosu marami lublin b'tshuva. Now, the marami lublin and the levush were contemporaries. How do I know that? I'm not an expert in Jewish history. There was a very famous get. It's nothing to do with our Inyan, but you know, Inyan, Inyan. And it's called the Get Mivina. The Get Mivina, Vienna, was written by a person who was very sick, and they were afraid he's going to die, there'd be a brother, no chalitza, even pshalas. They convinced him to give a get. I want to give a get out tonight. What's it tonight? If I recover, the get is null and void. They said, we don't do getting out tonight anymore. So what do? We make a get with no tonight, but they have a cheren that in case he recovers, he agrees to remarry her, she agrees to remarry him. Great. What happened? Baruch Hashem, he recovered, and she refused. So the Marami Lublin passed, and the get is bottle. Get is bottle. Because her refusal, well, that's something which is an afterthought. He had proof that from the very beginning it was a trick. She was going to refuse. She just didn't want to remarry him. And all Gedoli Hador, most, I should say, passed against the Marami Lublin, had to get his kosher, including the marsh. You know when they had this argument in the Yerid, in the fair, that's when all the Gedolim came together. So the Marashah wrote that it's kosher. These are giants. The Marashah, the Bach. These are all contemporaries. We think of these, you know, we have no timeline. All around that the same case. The Marashah, the Bach, the Sma. You know, that's the Prisha Drisha that we have over here. All these giants passing that the get was kosher. A few others, I'm not giving you the names right now. Except for one. That was a Levush. Levush was Zokar and Vyosha Vyashiva. He was the eldest statesman of the generation. And he came down fully on the side of the Maran at the get his bottle. So much so, he was literally on his deathbed. He wrote a tshuva which is dated, I believe, 3 days before his patira. At the get is no good. Scary. So I'm just saying, you know, that the Marami Lublin and the Levush, we know that they were contemporaries from a story by the Get Mivina. This comes up, by the way, in real life to this day. And the post was still fighting about it. Still, to this day. Case where the woman agrees to a get and the condition doesn't go back to secular court, and if the get is given, she goes back to secular court. Someone said the get is no good. Mamish, to this day, they're fighting about these things. Just reminding myself that these two Gedolim were on the same side against most Gedolim in that story. Fine. So maybe I'll look at the Marami Lublin. What did Marami Lublin say? Afal gav de mitchila lo nasa nevela. Raka netila. Okay, kadei netila. Mikomakom. Miyad kshenos no betavshot. As soon as you put this radish or the onion in the cholent, nasa kolatz no nevela. Why? To have a osa netila isur dovuk. Im ein bitznon atzmo shishim neged an etila. Whoa! Remember our good friend Issa Dovuk, right back in Tzadi Beis. So he's saying that the kedei netila is Issa Dovuk, and then you need 60 times whatever was the original piece of tarvis. Now this is not an organic connection. If you remember that discussion, but it's certainly closer. The kedei netila is much closer to the knife than anything else. So according to the Maamar Lublin, an Issa Dovuk. Says the Shach, Gam Zeino, it's wrong. The Keva and the Eina and the Tila Asura Mitzar Atzma. It's not intrinsically prohibited, it's only a secondary prohibition from the knife. The Gam Eino Isur Nikar Removdo, just the Tila somewhere. The Gam Eino Nesar Rakadei Natila, small amount. Lo Shayach Lememebe Isur Dovuk, Viduk. That's what the Shach says. Marami Lublin disagrees. Maybe the Levush holds like him. Vare, lo domi, they call Issa Dovuk, Shabbat Simon, Ayan Beis, and Sadi Beis, Kamaduch. Back on Simon Chav Beis, same discussion. Fine. Ad Khan the Shach. How much is he making, the Shach? If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his comment on the Shach, Sivkaton Yud, Shach Sivkaton Yud, he says, well, maybe the Shach only said this when the stakes are low. If you take a look in the Shach Yud, V'cheinola lechatchila ta'asa b'kulo, so the Shach Yud said, Pirish bein b'sakin shel basar, bein b'sakin shel goy, nogen lechatchila lesa kulo, but the Eved, she is bashal bein b'sakin shel basar, bein b'sakin shel goy, and tzorach l'sharak adena tila. Chatchila ya'asa b'kulo before it's cooked with anything else. Says the Rabbi Kivege, on that Shach, nogen lechatchila lesa kulo, Michas Yankov Hesik, to the Chatchila, the Osir Haina Besakan Shal Bosar, the Ev Shal Echol at Stolochov, don't put Melchiks in. Uvisakan Shal Isir, Linian Niknoso, the Chatchila, the Hatoy Dainatila, Hecha the Nimsa the Knosa Cherim. We'll see soon where you can buy others. If you can buy others, we don't win our Linus. Avavim Konokvar, the Chotak Latsno. Osh ain't a much of the class acherim. Have you been the Yevit? I ain't sham. That's already considered the Yevit. Uvazay Shlomo. Dim this bashel also call at snow. Why? The afim balarakad and a tila mikomakom. Bishas abishel have a dovuk who misbashed with snow. Afla shachs of cotton test we just saw. Who says nakas in a dovuk? Yeshlomar. Dav koleser atavshel. Rabosai. If it's the Easter double, you need 60 times that as well. So with respect to that, the Shach says, to rak mikoa chaticha atmanas in the velo, to the rabbonin b'shari sur. So it's a machloikas, you consider a dovek, a suffix, to consider a dovek or not. We're not going to consider a dovek when the stakes are low, on the rabbonin level. Avalagabe had snow in itself. Im nidon din dovek, hachaticha at sur medor aiso, the habela nishar b'socho. Yesh lomar, the osu kulo, afim betav shel shishin negad anetila. When we talk about whether you say dovuk or not, there are two different cases. One is a low stake issue, about you say chanan b'drabonu b'shari surim. And one is a high stake issue, is it's known itself also, that's a shabbat araisa. Maybe the shach will agree to be machmir in this particular case. Ad kan Rabbi Kivegas kant. And now we turn our attention, Rabosai, to the Taz Sivkoton. Hey. It's very, very important. Very important. I'm taking a mice with my chont, which is very relevant. Mashanoga beyasakin. Afal gav. Tibibosa becholov kuli alma chamina chaticha atmanas in the velo. At chaticha asurak on cholov shanafal al bosa. Avalhocha kulo heterhu kodam abishal. Vinirli poshet. Dim yesh shishim. Ein tzorech lahasir abtsolim. Rabosai, if the 60 times the volume of the knife, in that kind of a case, not only is the cholent kosher, but the, let's see, this is my case. You cut onions with a milchik knife and was thrown into the cholent. Do you realize what's going on? Not only is the cholent kosher, you can have the cholent with the onions. Rabosai, by a show of hands, when you have onions in your cholent, first of all, who has onions in their cholent? Raise your hand. Okay. Who eats the onions in the cholent? Everyone does. Okay, good. So I thought maybe they try to stay away from the onions. Oh, good. So you have the shayla. You need not remove those onions. Why? It tells you why. Kevan shalohoya shem iser aleim. Umemeluk shabtzolim and betoch hakadera nasu kesharmili shem bikdera. It's diffused throughout the entire cholent. V'lo dami the mashakosim b'simin kuvav. The chaticha shenes v'machas blias iser. Nishav Yisrael Olam, which is called sometimes Efshel Asoch Da'asa, or more appropriately, Ein HaGolah B'Yochlin, the Shani Hasam, the Kevan Shenesra became Mamish Asur, he afshalol achzol lehetera, as the Beis Yosef says from the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Vav Aleph. We'll see in a minute. Masha enkein biyim lo nivla rak heter kimo kan. You don't say chaticha nasa nevela by milchik sofleshik. You don't say afshalol sochta osa milchik. You don't say ena hagolav yochlin milchik sofleshik. That's what the Taz is driving at. Yeah. Armina and the culture is battle. Havi hu kulohoya. For a filu hoya kulo bosser in his battle. Alkain hutru abtol on the gamre. Avo nechtu abtol besakan shal yisan as an avela. Af ye shishim. Sorok lahasir abtol. Havi kamo. Chalif. In Sadi Chesif Dalid. Sorok shihit and shamayim tonim to separate the fat, which is treif, for the rest of the pot, no matter how, even if there was shishin, hachinami, kenu b'hanach b'tzolim, shenasu nevela, ze nira boru, v'rabim eina medakim b'zeh. Whoa! Those who are not so medakteik, says the Taz. Who else agrees with the Taz? Take a look at Bosei and the Shach. Simen Sadi Dalid, Sivkot Mechav Gimel. It's on the old Maramakomis. Simen Sadi Dalid, Sivov. We never did this one. We did Chav Beis at some length at the Prima Garden. Never looked at Chav Gimel until now. So we should have done it. Well, now it's time to review it again. What does it say in Chav? What's it going on? He's going on the Mechaber. Solomon Yerokel Shabluah Mibosar Ubishta Bekadera Chol Eves. So you don't need Shishim except Keneged the Bosar. You don't say Chaticha Nasa Fleshes. Fine. Says the Shach Chav Gimel Nirali Lavasi Lafuki Shari Surim Tosvirle Tzadi Beis Dalet. And the Marami Lublin says, again the Marami Lublin, So the Maram Lublin is exactly the same as the Taz says. Gevaldik. So far, we seem to have so far agreement. It's only so far. Look on the bottom. You should all have it in your Otzer. Tzvi Letzadik. Do you have it? What? You all have Tzvi Letzadik? In Sadi Dalet, Sivav on the bottom?
Yeah.
Kosha, he says. Kev on the Kaimel on Simen Sadi Bey Siv Dalet. Isur Dovuk. Nishar Achaticha B'Yisur. Kevin de Beosa Chaticha Nisha Yoser Iser Ve'enam Espashet B'Shoveh. Does not diffuse uniformly. Vim Kain Abtsalim Asurim Shenisha Behem Tam Basar V'Kiblu Tam Cholov. Bad news. V'Tzarachin. Skipping a few lines. He's a wild heter, which I can't believe. V'Ev Shaloma. Since the onions got mixed up in the chont, not ramish in front of you, but the barof. What? V'ahav tavim min mishen amino. Mikom akom kevin shen yochel itin tam yishen yavish b'yavish. What? Pull it out. V'chatir v'chatiras. V'yav shen nikar. Pull the onions out. Mikom akom. Kevin she eino motzu lefonenu v'i'ev shel lechapes acharov havalei kemo she eino nika. Why is that so? Pull out the onions. You can't pull out onions. Rabosai, if you try hard enough, can you pull out onions out of the chont? Maybe he's about Shabbos. He's a borrower. He's worried about it. What if you can't pull it out? Pull it out. Just don't eat the onions. Or if you don't want to pull it out, whenever you get to an onion, just take it out of your dish and put it inside. Throw in the garbage. Don't understand. But his first point is also difficult. Didn't he see what the Rambam Lublin said? You only take Haticha Nasa Nevela. You don't take Haticha Nasa Fleshix or Milchix. What does he want? What does he want? What's his kash? So I saw a very nice pshat in this machloikis from Bosai in the new Shulchan Aruch, what they call Biurei Hashach, right over here. And he tells us that a number of Gedolim argued with the Shach, including, for example, the Prima Gadim, in two places. Over here, Sadi Dalid Chof Gimel. He says, Boss's head there, right? Second. Quotes the Marami Lublin, Li Yesh Kaniyun, Fisha Mechalik Chumas Adeshen, Chulun Kuf Chesem at Beis, Cholav Nevela Ben Kedera, the Mechubra Ma'ochel, Abika Ochel, Fiyein Masha Bekedera Mitztarif, Yun Shem Hetek, he quoted in Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Dalet, Im Kein Kosher Kan, Amaylo Nemo, the Cholav, Hanichlas Bebetzolim, Nas and Nevela, Fiyistach Shishin Negat Kolav Botzol, Afla Mechaber Mitrei Tame. What Trei Tame? What is possible? Cholos is on the side. You don't know how much it was Bola. Or it means that the Bos and the Chol are both in the Betzolim, Nas and the Vela. Some of a different Girsa. Sharisa be crazy and placey. Hirgish Bezeh. Didn't like it. To the crazy places of Betzalim or Aser. This is in Sadi Dalet Chav Gimel. Let's turn our attention right back where we are. Here in Simen Sadi Vav, Rabbosai, please turn back to Simen Sadi Vav, our Simen. Our Simen. Once again, Sheela, Sivkot Nches and the Sivse Das Ches. Sheela, Betzalim Shachotcha Besakin Basar, Venosna Lachal of Eshishin Negar Asakin. Is Sharia Betzalim? Are the Betzalim themselves okay? So he quotes the Taz and the Shach from Rabbi Lublin, the Betzalim Shari, for Tomanu Sham, Lama. Achshav Arisi B'mogan Avram, Tov Mem Zayin Lamed Ches, etc. What does he say? Quotes the Marama Lublin, Efshla Softo Shari, and the Taz as well, Kiva the Tshuva Zu. That's what it says in Simen Kuvav. The Mechabe says, O Sachaticha Asur Mitam Efshla Softo, Uvetere Lo Shayach Zeh. Omnam Kein Tomati, Im Tom O Goyach HaKach, O Lididan Vetere, Verina Shein Bo Tam, Shayach Zeh. Ma Shengen Bo Lo Tomu, Manyema de Nisrat Klal Ayin Bitoris Abayas Ha'oruch Ul'el Arachnu. Here's the key, Rabbi Osai, the Mefarshim to explain. This is Toras Abayas Ha'oruch. The Torah, if you have a good memory, Rabbi Osai, there's still some guys that didn't take the Bechina. It's hard to believe. But you know, it's coming to the next Bechina. So please, if you can't, you get it done. Okay? So if you recall then, it was a steer between the Torah Sabayas HaAruch and the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. How much is left inside? In the Aruch, he says, as he quotes over here, that there's a significant amount left inside. So if there's a significant amount left inside, so then the Prima Gonim is 100% correct. What are you telling me? You don't say Efshel Besochto Osir when it comes to milk or meat, which is in the onions. Yeah, but if it tastes meaty or milky, has to be Osir. But ice diffused over the entire challenge. So what happens when that happens? But if it's a dove or also, we assume it's also why. So here, look, if you recall, in the Simen Kuvav, Sif Aleph, Lashon of the Mechaber, quotes Torah Tabayas HaKotzer, not the Aruch. Look what it says. That's going to be critical. That's going to be the critical point to be matter over here. Look at the, it's refreshing your memory. Kuvav, Sif Aleph, Avel Chaticha Atzma Surah, the sixth line, you know why? Fisha Isu Shaba Eino Niflat Mimeno. What's the next word? What's the next word? Legamre. a masha was left. If a masha was left, it's enough to keep it us. It's not enough to make it us, to keep it us. He doesn't say what it says in Torah Sabayas Aruch, that a lot is left. Even if in the Sinas Tam is left. No. Even a masha was left. But if only a masha was left, that's only by Efshel Asof, also by Davar Shel Iser, not by Davar Shel Basar Acholov. So see, the Prima Godem is correct based on the Torah Sabayas Aruch. But the Shach and the Taz are correct based on the Torah Sabayas Akotzer, which was quoted in the Mechaber himself in Kuvav Sif Aleph. And that's why most poskim are matter, including the Magen Avraham, including the Mishnah Brura, including the Chavos Das over here, as Michael, in this very serious shaila. So here's the story that happened in my house. Rabbi Roblowski told me it was Tov Shin Nun Gimel. He didn't remember too much of the. He knew the story, he didn't know the halachic part of it. He hadn't known Yoredei yet, he told me. He told me it's Tov Shin Nun Gimel, and it was in the presence of Rabbi Tzvi Kushalevsky, who came to us for Shabbos, and then Rabbi Wablowski was there to get into the yeshiva. This is what happened. My son Rafal, some of you may know him, he would make cholent, much better man than I. I never go into the kitchen. But he was then, a bocher. He was already back from 2 years in Karen Biavne. He became a little more independent. He started helping his mother in the kitchen. He decided to make cholent. But the mistake he made was, he cut the onions with a milch knife. And we didn't realize it much later. Gewalt. I have a cholent with meat and milch. Well, let's be more precise. Onions cut with a milch knife. Rabbi Kushalevsky was sitting right next to me, and he wanted to know. And the shalach came up, I think, first on Friday night, when he used to raid the cholent. Shh. But it was relevant to everybody on Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos morning when we all had the chum. So I thought Rabbi Blask would remember all the problem. I remember as follows. We were mad at the chum, I think, for three reasons. The first was the shach, that the chum was 60 times the amount of the blade of the knife. Even though he cut dak, we saw in the shach, doesn't matter. We're talking about the heter here. Either B'tzalim themselves, Shach and the Taz, it's mutter. So that's why it's so important to me, because I mean, I don't know if I ate the onions of the cholent. I'm not a big cholent man. When I grew up, we didn't have cholent. But it says in the post, you're supposed to eat something hot, right? So I always had the hot potatoes. Those of you in my house for Shabbos know, they have the cholent, I always have the hot potatoes. So I don't eat the onions, I don't personally eat the rest. But those who ate the onions, they have to not only rely upon the first point of the shach, but also on the earlier shach and the taz here as well. Good. It's reason number one. Reason number two to be matter was stam kelim ein b'nei yoma. Likely the knife wasn't used for hot viluchiks in 24 hours. And according to many poskim, we saw the big machlokos agadolia poskim, you don't say dovah charif to overcome the heter of not by not, if it's an Eino Ben Yom. Even though we're Machu L'Chadchila, but they all quote the Poskim and Mekel as well. Number three was my biggest chap. I said, who said that the knife is Milchik? What do you mean? Came the Milchik drawer, had all the marks of Milchik. Who said that every knife in the Milchik drawer is really Milchik? After learning for a few months, you know by now, that to become Milchik, it has to be in a Kli Rishon. Now, by a show of hands, who puts a knife into a Kli Rishon? And we went through this yesterday. Most of us don't do that. So the knife was probably never milchik in the first place. But I noticed that I recall, as I try to recall more, Rabbi Ras couldn't help me. Those are the three svaras that we used to be matter the chont, and the people on the table ate the chont with the onions, based upon what we just learned now. So we're not done yet, Rabosai. I haven't even brought in the Sefer Dovah Charif. I want to show it to you. It's this thick. So we're just trying to go through what's printed on the page so far. We have to spend a little more time with the sugya to see. For the moment, this psak stands. If we have to come back, go back, I'm going to be in big trouble from 19 years ago. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The truth is, Rabosai, if you look in the Ramah, the part which we left out. Let's go back to the Ramah with what we skipped. Simen Sadivav Sif Aleph. We'd never finish it. Sadi Vav Aleph Rabosai, the second part of the Rambam. V'chol zeh im chotach atznon atzmo. Av chotach hayerek shal atznon enof. It's not chor, fine. Here's the key part. V'im yesh safek im nechtach b'sakin shal iser, az linan l'kula. Wow. This is amazing. Safek l'kula? Not the age of chumras. L'chein konim atznonos sh'yesh b'em chatuchin l'tzad zan b'oseya. They buy from the goyim pre-cut radishes. Kitalinon shenase b'mara v'chatzina. Maybe he did it with a, not with a knife in the kitchen. He did it with a shovel or something that he uses in the field, an agricultural implement, not something that's in the kitchen. Uvamokam shenimta liknos v'chatuchim b'sakin. No again liknos ulahatir adin etilas mokam. Two separate leniencies. One, if it's a suffix, if they use it to cut in the first place, we're matter at stam. Two, if we assume, we know that they come with a knife, trade for knife, we can still buy it, except, of course, we have to take away Natila Smok. We're not going to worry about Bakulo. Bakulo, you can't buy it, obviously, because there's no other alternatives. We'll see in the Shach and the Taz, who explained this from its original source. I brought the source in, and we'll see slowly what's going on over here. Shach Yud Gimel. Shach Yud Gimel. Kitalina. The afim nechtuchu b'sakin mikol makom stam kli shel goy eino b'nyomo v'yesh poskim machshirin be'eino b'nyomo. As we well know, there were those who are mekil and eino b'nyomo. We saw it, Rabosai, over here in the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a common kind of a svek svek in the Shach here in Sivkoton Yud Gimel. What's in Sivkoton Yud Beis? In Yesh Sofek, Harav Kitzer Kantzas, Shebahagos Share Dura. This Rabosa is the source. And I brought it in to be able to see with you together. Simon Samach Aleph Osei. It's written by the Maharai, the Baal Truma Sadesh. Very important to see what it says. Simon Samach Al. Here we are. Hagos Share Dura. Os Hey. Here we are. Ha'olam nagu iser betamcha shekorin. No, hold on. This is 1 minute, please. Yeah, shetorin chrein. Tamcha is the word. It's one of the things in the Gemara Pesachim. So we call that chrein. Uveshaaratz is korano. Meretich. What's meretich? What's a retich? A radish. What is mer? Big. Horse. Like, you know, horse size. Big. Horse radish. Im nechtach rosho b'sakan shel goyim. It's a suffix whether you actually use a tray for knife or not. Ein lahachmir. Why? Kisvaros v'hochochos gedolos kosav maharam dafka shel chiltes armina dechurfei didei mashva l'shvach v'lo shem dovarach v'choref. So therefore it's going to be Eina ben Yomo room to be maker. Adkan the words of the Agol Sharidura, and it's quoted in the Taz. Take a look at the Taz. Taz quotes it over here, Abosai, in Sivkoton Hey. But he adds some things, which the Ramo has. Noag and Liknos, why do we buy this stuff? What happened to the Easter of Kulo? Keva and Dein Nimsa Acher, there's no choice. Hava lechat chilek in the Yevet. Lahatim in the Tila Smokov. The Smokov al Dasa Chokam al Rashba. The Rashba is Pekulo. Kosa Marai. Hatanta Mekilim Bazeh. Ki harbe ho chochos kosa maram. Lo mikwi dova chorif. Rakur shal chiltis. Al kenesh lahokil bishar dvorim charifim. B'mokom sheyesh k'tzas svoro lahokil. So the hakel is not also more than kedai netila. At kan rabosai the taz, as he quotes the hagol shari dura. Now it's a little bit tricky what happened over here. A little bit tricky. Rabosai, the prima gadim is not happy here. Take a look, rabosai, the prima gadim over here in Simon Sadivov. He's not happy. Why is he not happy? Because when you count up various shitas, you have to know what's a shita which is a 50-50 shita, and what's a shita dechuya, shita siyachit. Let's take a look over here. The Shach said, it's Chazar again, in Sifkot Yud Beis, one more time. Harav Kitzer Kanksas, Shabago Shari Dura, Hagos Yisra v'heter Oruch Lo hiter marai v'sofik el ha-chrein. Why chrein? Mitam dahar be'poskim enam osrim ele v'sakad ben yomo. Right, the Maram Mirutenberg. V'chein yesh poskim enam osrim ele v'tsnon v'lo v'midi achwini. There are poskim who made him, we haven't seen them yet, that the only time it's osrim is tsnon, nothing else. Im came v'tsnon itself, hecha diyodua Shasaka haya ben yomo, ela de mesupik im chotach ba'atznon olo, di have a chotach bay bevadei have yasser, lechule alma sveka lechumra. So the Ramah's wrong. The Ramah says over here, im yesh sufik im nechtach besak and shalisir azin lechula, chen konin lehatznon os shesh bem chatuchen, letaz no zavosen, talina shena, sebemar vechatzina. No, he says. No. You shouldn't be Mekel. So if you take a look in the Prima Gadim, he calls it the Poskim later, say they don't understand what the Shach wants. They don't understand what he wants. Various Sforim. So he says, V'li Nira, the Farish Tavar of Dachikama, the Harav, the Ramah, look inside. Shekosav, im yesh sofek, im nechtach, misak, and isa mutter, mashma vadai, av sheyudua, shasak, in ben yomo. You know it's a sakan there, but you're just not sure if they use a sakan or not. Vahokashale, tachrein, hu diyesh lahatiki agavna, kamoshavar, then chufa mechayel shvach, haniskal about a zorlam a test, kurt, solem arami Wittenberg, kol shalamata mimena shari. Only chiltus, nothing else. Ulinis blias, dvorm charifim, huskar, tsnon. I feel the pirish echad barashi, de bolea mi ben. Mikomakov, Shaminan, Titsnon Bolea Bitsonein Agavduchko. Great. Ella, here it comes, he tells you who it is. Sharabenu Yechiel, he's the man. Huva Behago Smak in Beis Yosef. Sova the Dafka Tsnon, Hoshad Varm Shlosh, I Beis Yosef. Vim Kane, Besakin Goy, Af Bitsnon, Hafsvek Sveko. What's a svek sveka? Shema b'mora. He didn't use it to cut. He cut it with a shovel. The shema b'maram. It's ena ben yomo. The second goy ena ben yomo. Okay. Mash enke b'sakin isu ben yomo. V'yesh sofek im nechtach bay. B'tsno nesh lesser. U'v'chrein lahater b'tzir of svarz ben yechiel. That's the maraisen and shari dura. V'chein Rabbeinu Yechiel v'chulei zel kavonas hashach. What did he say? We left off too early. I read you the Hagosh Shari Dura and Samach Aleph, hey, I do not believe I read you the words of Rabbeinu Yechiel. I read you words, but that was not one of them. Let's take a look here. Samach Aleph, hey. Oh yes, it's true. I stopped talking too early. Quoted the Maharam. Okay. V'chein Rabbeinu Yechiel v'harbe gedolim shavim lahatir. Maharaisa. Rabbeinu Yechiel is a totally different hetter. The Maharam's hetter is you don't apply the principle of Eina ben Yomo except for Chiltis. Rabbeinu Yechiel said you don't apply the principle of Dava Charef Bichlal except for Tznon. Follow me? So if you want to be Matachrein and not Tznon, means you're longer Rabbeinu Yechiel. So says the Shach, as the Prima Gadim explains it over here, Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Look carefully. Look carefully. He says, as we shall see, that this leniency is not so good, not so strong. Why not? Why not? Because the opinion of Rabbeinu Yechiel, quoted by the Smakat Hagol, Smakat Beis Yosef, is considered to be a Shitas Yochid, Rabosai. Shitas Yochid. We can't rely on the Shitas Yochid of Rabbeinu Yechiel. And that's not the basis of the Kula over here. If you look at the Darkei Moshe, the distinction between Tamcha and Snon is not the Rabbeinu Yechiel. That Snon is more chomer, it's found in the Gemara, and Tamcha may not be included. No. Rabbeinu Yechiel is a Shitas Yochid, and we don't rely upon it. So the question is, so what's the difference between one case and the other? Why are we making here and Machmer there? He explains it's a practical matter. If you look at the Darkei Moshe, open up. Give your Darkei Moshe in your tour. Give a look. Here in Siman Sadi Vov, the Darkei Moshe, if you look at Sivkot and Dal, it says, Fakert. Rabbo said, what's sharper? Horseradish or regular radish? What's sharper? I'm asking a question. Take a vote. What's sharper? Who votes for regular radish? Who votes for horseradish? So says the Darkei Moshe, votes like you. What are you telling me that only a radish is charif? Not a horseradish, a chushmachish. A horseradish is sharper than a plain radish. So what's going on over here? What's the distinction? No. They were made by Kedei Netila because that's the only way they could get it. They sold it only cut when it came to horseradish. But when it came to radish, you could buy it uncut. A purely practical consideration. That's what the Taz means over here. No, I can lick those. Kevon de ein nimtza acher haiva lechatchila kediyevet dehatem etzilas mokom. Right? There's no alternative. So when there's no alternative, it's okay. Otherwise, it's not okay. And he's with Sarf de Marami Rutenberg. That's not a Shitas Yochid. That's not a Shitas Yochid. And so therefore, the same way, we say to plot exactly the same svara of Sofek Nechtach Besakin. It's a Svek Sveker. And it's Mutter completely. Hu Adin, Rabosai. Hu Adin. If it was Vareka with the Sakin, we could be Mekel to rely upon the Kedei Netila and not require Kula of the Rashba for exactly the same reason, if you can't get it without it being cut. That's what's happening over here. Shai. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai, here, it's a cut and base. The Shach is Machmir. The crazy place, he asks, no. Cheskas Heter. Hamed Dover al Cheskoso. That's a Chidish Nof Niflo. I'm not learning Hilchos Chazak over here. You play a Chazak in a serious Shiloh like this? Yep. That's what he says. Cheskas Heter. Even the Sveka Daraisa, he says, Apashel Torah, cleaning the cooler. And others disagree with that point. That's a Machloikas Gedoli Apolskim in Pischei Tshuva here in Sivkot on base. Ad kan our discussion of this very, very important topic. We now turn to a topic which was discussed in the Beis Medrash earlier today, which is, what's the status of a Dov HaCharif without Dukkah de Sakina? Simple level, it's a no-brainer. Het Gama. Take a look on the Taz in Suri. The Taz in Sifkot on Gimel. Way back. Where the Mechaber said, V'yesh Omrim, to who Adin Le'enu Ben Yomo, who Makunach, we have to be Machmir. On this, the Taz Sifkot on Gimel says, like this. Sefer HaTrumah. It's known, V'chol Dova Chorav Dama L'kur Chol Chiltis, Osa Afila Ben Yomo, Ben Yomo. Get to Marami Gutenberg to you. In the dome of the Dogger Shalom Bakara, the Mutab and the Choch Naparat, the Shani Ocha, the Besakan Shep Omim, Shesham Nunis Nikra Sholov, in the Nikra Avinosan Tam Abom and Amamish, number one. The Yod, Mishum Churfe, the Tznon, the Agav Dukhid, the Sakina, Paul and Tvei, Midagam Aros, and Pierce Rashi. Fine. Mizan Nirali says the Taz in the end of Sivkon Gimel, watch every word. Betamcha Shakorn Chrein, Shenimlal. Who wants to give me a translation of the Nimlal? What's Nimlal mean? Molin Melilos. You learn Beitza? Right, you rub it with your hand. It's pressed down. The only thing is you press down. Shenimlal toch karachol leves nekiya. No knife. Which is pressed down. Shemuto lechol also achrein in basa. Why? Ki ein kan ducha de sakina. That reason there's no knife. For lo shamnunis. The other day of Rashi also doesn't exist. Max is asking Ms. Medrash, but you're pressing down with a spoon. Why wasn't it in Dukkah de Sakina? The answer presumably is a knife to press down much harder to get through a hard surface, as opposed to just simply pressing down with a spoon. Kainer really. But this din of Prima Gadim, of the Taz, is discussing the Prima Gadim, who's not so sure it's true. He's not so sure the whole Taz is correct. Take a look in the Prima Gadim right over here, towards the end of the Mishpat Zov. Siv Katan Gimel. Look carefully. Umashakosav Ashtaz Bechrein Ze Poshut Kodoleka Dukha. Umeha de Simen Tzadi Hei Siv Zayin Melach Bekara Mavurakein. Keep one hand here in the Prima Gada end of Gimel and Tzadi Vav and turn back a couple pages to Tzadi Hei Siv Zayin. We sort of glossed over these things rather quickly. Probably never even read it in Shir. Sadi Hei Siv Zayin. What does it say there? The last Siv in Sadi Hei. Melach Anosin Bekara Shalbasa. You put salt in a fleshiga dish. Mutter Litna Becholov. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Just in a fleshiga dish. Ein Melicha Bekele in the post say. Nothing happened. Ramo. Famach Megambazeh Tovel Avrocha Ki Yesh Machamir in the Chatchila. Whoa. What's happening over here? Back to our Prima Godim. But wait a minute. Ramo was Machmir. So what's going on? We're Machmir over here. And he says further, does the Prima Gadim? Hello, the Torah's Chatas, Yudzayin Beis, Mavuah, the Me'achashu Yovesh. When it comes to Yovesh, we're making. Ayin Shach Lekamon, Simen Kufhei, Sifkotan, Mem Dalad. Let's take a look. Keep one hand here, one hand in the Shach, Simen Kufhei. Siv Katan Mem Dalet. Please look inside. It's in Siv Yud Gimel. Kuf Hei Siv Yud Gimel. On both sides. Here we go. Ramah. Hu Adin Im Hayu B'Klei Isser. It's about salt. The Me'ach Hashem Yeveshim Ein Im Bolim In HaKli. If the Kli is Naki. Has to be dry. Says the Shach Mem Dalet. Klomar, the mutter lechatchila lanichem beklish al iser meyach Hashem yaveshim, dake Moshe, Torah's chadis. Aval b'di'evet, afilu hulach mutter, tamim lechem beken, k'moshe nizbar, and shem b'Torah's chadis. Only b'di'evet, but lechatchila, if it's a double lach, presumably shouldn't put it there. Says the Holy Prima Godim. Watch this now. Imkein chrein, yesh bo lachus k'tzas, ulechatchila efshar. The Osir Bidina Litno Becholov, you Beklius have the Yevim Tzorachim. So this goes back to a very important question I mentioned a little bit before. Do I have to be worried when I have Chrein that we use these days, do we have to be worried, have a separate dispenser or a separate spoon for fleshik and milchik? In other words, I shouldn't be taking a spoon and putting it into the milchik spoon into my bottle of Gold's horseradish, and then later I take a fleshik spoon and put in the same Gold's horseradish. The problem, according to the Prima Gadol, why? Because he's suggesting by a davar charef lach, even though there's no duchah to sakina, there's a problem. Overcomes not by not, it's a potential problem. So suggests the Prima Gadol at the end of Mishpat Zov, Sif Katan Gimel. Wow. Now, at first glance, you'll say, well, who's the Prima Gadol? The Taz is more authoritative. Guess what I found? Come and open your Balei HaShulchan. I found something very disturbing, but maybe he's right. In the Biurim, Simon Sadi Hesiv Zayin, the Ramaschal Melach, Sadi He Zayin Melach, it's in a bracketed comment. On page Shintes Vov, in brackets, Ulai Gamataz Modelize. It's about 10 lines up. V'lo nechlak olav ele b'chrein shesover hataz behechlet shu nechshav ki yovesh. Prima Gadol said a lashon we saw it a minute ago, that chrein has within it lachus k'tzas. Is it true? The chrein of old, the actual horseradish that you cut, that was wet. Yeah, it gets juicy. Okay, there you go. So the Prima Gadol thought it was juicy. The Taz thought it was solid. But in case it's juicy, then everyone is going to read. Even the Taz will read the Prima Gadol with his chumra. Suggests the biur. Of course, Rabbi Osai, when it comes to the chrein that we buy in the store, it's the two tzadim lahakel. One, it's mixed in with beets. I don't know. I never used it. What's more? Look, what's the first ingredient? Look at when you get home on Friday. What's the first ingredient? Horseradish or beets? Anyone ever look there? What's the first? We said before, the davar charef depends upon the roe, right? If it has a little bit of charef, it doesn't count. We saw that over here on both sides in Simon Sadi Vav in the Rambam. No. It was in Sadi Hey Bays, that's where it was? I'm sorry, Sadi Hey Bays. Look back there for a minute. Sadi Hey Bays. L'mikam achal charef, mishema tavlim shavo. Rakim kulo udava charef, verubo kekulo. What's the majority, Rabbi Osai, of Gold's horseradish? Or some other brand. I don't want to give any commercials over here. What's more? Is it more horseradish or more beets? Can you find out online right now? Go on your internet, look up Gold's horseradish, they give you the ingredients. See if the first ingredient, it says beets or horseradish. That's number one. Number two, it's cooked, they cook it together, for sure. And we saw before that there are poskim who say, if you cook onions, the onions lose their charifas. Of course, the problem is, there may be onions. Does the horseradish lose charifas? I don't know, people tell me, it's very sharp. Take a look at our bosai in the Pischei Tshuva. End of Sivkot and Dalet. Sadi Vav, Rabbi Osai. Excuse me. Sadi. One second. It's Sadi Vav. End of Sivkot and Dalet. Pischei Tshuva. Dalet is quite long. Can't read the whole thing right now. Maybe we'll come back to some of it a little bit later on. He says, he quotes his grandfather, the Ponemirus. Near the Pshitale, the Choldova Chorev Shinispashal, Poka Churfe. Every Dova Chorev that you cook loses its sharpness. But someone is Cholik Olav. Sherei Nira Bechush, you can taste it. Shetavlin Charifin Afilu Achar Abishal. Vechein Tamcha. Gives our example, horseradish. So whereas the Palmyrus want to be Mata, even horseradish is cooked. He says, no, it's not true. What is true? B'tzalim. Oh, Baruch Hashem. B'tzalim, we know, is batel chufayis. It's a mishnah, presumably in trumas. But not horseradish. Only onions. Okay, Rabbi Osai? There you go. Very important pischei tshuva. End of Sivkot and Dalet. Oh. And now, Rabbi Osai, let's turn, if you will, to the Siv Seidas, Sivkot and Beis. Sadi Vav, Sivkot and Beis. We saw it a little bit yesterday, but I want to give you a little bit of additional information here, which we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. Sadi Vav, Siv Seidas, Sivkot and Beis. Look what it says. V'roi Shateda, towards the end. The Bechurfa, Elif Tamim Lo Mahani. 1,000 tastes won't help. What's the case? Rotzaloma. Al Derech Moshe. Look in the Prima Gun. Snown Bisak and Bosom. They cut a radish with a flesh of a knife. When the son of a Mayim, and they put it in water. Umisham Lo Ochalachem. And they went to another food. Bachakach Lo Cholov. Falling ends up in milk. Oser. He thinks it's prohibited. It's prohibited. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. I'm not sure if all of you have it. I have it in my edition. It's in bold print, which some of you may not have. And he has that the Eino Kain. That's known Polat Ubola Komash Hoya Basakin. Hari it's known Kimoa Sakin. Rabosai. The radish which absorbed from a fleshic a knife is no more chomer than the knife itself. V'chakach have a tam sheni b'mayim. Consider it a second taste in the water, because it's all stemming, Rabbi Osei, from the knife. Af im ninkot kedas ha-mechaber hazeh. Mit the prima gun. Zal. Diba ochlin lo mahani na barnat. We discussed this already last week. The first jump can't be a food, has to be a kli. Mikomakom. Yes, the first taste was into the knife. From the meat to the knife, and now he's using the knife to cut radish. The radish no better than the knife itself. Against the Prima Gadol. Wow. What's it then? So let's take on the Bari HaShulchan. Whoever has it, should look inside, please. Sivkot on Hay. Bari HaShulchan Tzadi Vav. Sivkot on Hay. He quotes his dispute. And guess what? You're not going to believe it. He's Mekel in the Shaila. Kosev Bekiva Eger, the last line on page Shin Yud Zayin in this print, not bar not. Lo mahani da v'chorav alinyan hatam anim shalosocha shaydecha rifus al moshe galav iker hatam. Avol page Shin Yud Ches, nin hatam aniflat bimenu l'toch ha-machal acher, ein niflat bimenu yosim ha-shin niflat bimachal acher she'en o'chorav. And don't tell me it's be'ochel l'ochel, because it were first went to a kli. Ledina, he's making like a mikivega that's a tzorach. You know why? A tziruf. Kevin shebelavachi iker adin shlohuter not barnat b'davacharif b'machlokas ishnuya. Remember they had the pre-chodesh. V'yesh sovrim de'en hevdel b'en davacharif l'shamachal b'den yin not barnat kavachomer from tzli and mevushel. That was the pre-chodesh from yesterday. So but tziruf that he's making. Baruch Hashem, I found a cool here. But you know, the hand that giveth is the hand that taketh away. Mamash, the very next two Sivkot later, Zion, he's machmer, what makes me very unhappy. A very serious question which I want to discuss with you. This happens all the time. I have to shout on a regular basis. Those who have it in front of you, Bari HaShulchan, Sivkotan, Zion. V'yemchotach tznon b'sakin shel basar agabe kli chalovi. Oh, man. A fleshic, a knife, and a milchic, a cutting board. Rabbi Osei, have you heard the shayla before? Who has a cutting board in this house? Bechlal, to cut things on. You all have these things. Do you have seven milchs and fleshics? Who has seven milchs and fleshics? Very good. She took a fleshig, a knife, and cut a radish, an onion, on a milchig, a cutting board. Whoa. The big shaila is, does this chumra of davar charef, is it limited to the knife itself, or is it applied to the cutting board as well? You won't find that on the page. I don't think it's on your page anyway, unless you find it somewhere, huh? Because he quotes it from other sources which are not on the page. I'm reading it from the Bari Ashur. Yesh misha omesh en atzno nesa ki tamachola vena nifle mea kli letocho vene docha kasakin hurak ala sakin atzmo v'amachala nechtach avalo ala kli shalamata shechot chunala garnished. The cutting board is zero. Zero. Mamish zero. Garnished. Nothing. Hey. He says you have to get the Siv Gimel, we'll see. By a Meducha. Okay. V'yeshe kasvu. No. Sha'af ha'kli sha'lamata sha'chot chen olav po'el bo docha kasakim. The cutting board has an impact on the, excuse me, the knife and its pressure has an impact on the cutting board itself. Well, if you derayim, neser atznon, the radish or the onion is aser. Why? It's the convergence of two tastes. The fleshiks of the knife and the milks of the cutting board. The nifla, the tochel, tam basar, v'gam tam cholov. And guess his last few words I don't like. V'yesh lahachmir b'zeh. Oh, man. He's machmir. Not only is he machmir on the onion, v'nirad yesh lahachmir gam ken lahagal asakin. Whoa. Kasha the knife. The knife. You know what's going on? Kasha the knife. That's unbelievable. Kasha the knife. The knife is innocent. No, not so innocent, because it's the cutting board of the opposite min. Whoa. He said, look what I wrote in Sivkot and Yud Beis. So now I have to start Rabosai in Sivkot and Yud Beis and say for Bari HaShulchan Rabosai. Be very careful, Rabosai, to see what it says over here. Sivkot and Yud Beis is a few pages later. Those who have it, it's on page Shin Chav Beis. What happened, Rabosai? He took an onion, we'll say it in our words, or a radish, and he cut it with a fleshig knife. Okay, fleshig knife. So what can't you do? He says, also the ochlam b'cholov. You may not eat this you have in front of the Shulchan Aruch. If you cut it with a fleshig knife, don't eat it with milk. What happens if he now cuts it again with a milchig knife? Oh my goodness. He cut the same onion. First with a fleshig knife, and now with a milchig knife. Says the Bari HaShulchan Yud Beis, Neser atznon, Tebelua bo'achsha basa v'gam cholov. The onion is usher, the radish is usher, because the first had a blia of basa, now of cholov. Gevalt. V'nirish yesh la'achmir, gam al ha'sakin. Latzricho agola. Neshabola gamhu mitama bosa shibitznon. Tichshem shadocha kasakan vacharifas atznon. Mahani lahavlia measakan latznon. To get the fleshiks out of the knife into the radish. Hochanami mahani lahavlia measatznon lahasakan. It works both ways. Who said so? Who said so? The Mogan Avram. And Prima Godim in Orachaim. Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach. Wow. Hilchos Pesach. This leads to an entire discussion which we have to begin now, which starts in Hilchos Pesach, but it's obviously relevant for other areas as well. In order to get to this, I want to just continue if I can go further in the Maamar Makomos today and see what we have, what we've assigned, and then we'll try to come back to this, hopefully even today, if not, then clean that tomorrow. So I'm taking my Maamar Makomos sheet, and we've done Tzadi Vav Aleph, not quite completely, but almost. We saw them as Shulchan Aruch Ramah completely. We did a lot of the Shachs and Tazes. Let's skip to Beis and Gimel, just very briefly, not total. Siv Beis, Im Chotach Bo Shuman Ubtzolam Ukrishin. V'tamcha shakoron chrein v'chayote behem mitvorem acharifim u'peiros chamutzim get to that later, even sour fruit, some talk about lemons, v'dogim u'meluchim, herring, dinem shava l'chotach b'otznon, is it all considered to be sharp? Will be kolmukom, says the Rama, mut alecho merkachas charifim shel goyim, kon zangvil. What is zangvil, gentlemen?
Ginger.
V'chayotze bo, v'yeshlem kelem yuchodim l'kach o'ktoshen also. In other words, what do they do? They have dedicated kelim. It's a word we use today in the food industry. Dedicated kelim used only for this. They're not using the same knife to cut their chazer on. Let's skip to Siv Gimel. We're just going to go slow. I really can't skip it. I really have to see Pesachei Tshuva at the very least. Pesachei Tshuva Dalet. Very, very important. We'll come back to some other things later. I am Berhete Rebosai Le'inyan Borsht Ihavi Dava Charef. Is Borsht Charef? What is it? So the, if you look at Berhete Os Yud Osa Mashke She'osan Bemdinas Rusya She'koren Borsht Nireposhet Demirke Dava Charef Afilu Eino Mechum Atzar B'Yadayim Midi Dehavi Achome She'eno Chozak, etc. Others disagree. How do you know? Do you call him the shtosuk shuchai? Im lo shukolkach mechumetz sheniyochol the shtosuk shuchai kamechumetz. He gives a criterion for what's considered davar charef. You can't eat it straight. Can't eat it straight. Rabosai, in this room, does anybody eat onion straight? Just take a bite of an onion. That's not straight. When I grew up, every Shabbos, we used to have salad with either eggs or with liver, right? With onions. And my mother would say that in Europe, when they were very poor, and they didn't have too many eggs, onions were much cheaper, they'd call it in Yiddish, tzibbelech mit eier. Means onions with eggs. Not eggs with onions that we have in America, but onions with eggs. But they didn't have onions without eggs. That was too hard to get down.
What about fried onions? They serve like big fried onions?
Big, that's bevushel. Ah, pork a churfe. That we saw in Mishnah Trumas. Yeah?
What if I know a guy who used to eat onions like apples?
Oh my goodness.
My grandpa used to
eat. I had a teacher.
Yeah?
He asked us
for questions.
Oh yeah, but I don't
argue
about it.
It was like a
Brussels
question.
I guess, eating an onion.
Yeah, he used to eat onions.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure the bracha of eggs and onions in Europe. When they had tzibbelech mit ayah, I'll tell you why. Because when we learned the sugya, I said I put it up on the YU blog that I gave a shiur in the Tivariyik on Shabbos about schnitzel. There was a big fight in the brachas now. Major fight erupted among the rabbeim about schnitzel, and I was asked to give a shiur on that, which I did. And I said the klal in brachas is if you're eating A and B. And you'd have A without B, and you wouldn't have without A. Then A wins. Even if it's mezonos, it's against the story. See here too, even though you have tzibbelech mit ayah, you have more onions than eggs, but they would eat eggs without onions, but they wouldn't eat onions without eggs. So the bracha should still be shak. It wasn't relevant in our house. We always had it as part of the meal. That was the Shabbos meal we had. Yeah?
So
wait,
the schnitzel, you're talking about the breadcrumbs that are
out? So I thought the schnitzel was shahakel. So they told me I may never sell a set of mezonos. Ooh. Do you have his Mr. Brewer? Do you have his talk to about it? Please look it up for me. I was going up against some tough competition. Yeah?
Some people that will take the leftover breadcrumbs, mix it with eggs, and then make a pancake.
Get out of here.
I've done it before.
Oh, come on. But who eats the peel of the schnitzel straight? Without the, just the cover, without the chicken? Yeah, you. No, I fell off. You're just gonna have my whole course is schnitzel cover. I'll peel it off. I'll leave the chicken behind. I don't want any chicken. That's not good. No one. But everyone has grilled chicken without the schnitzel cover. So that's what I said. A without B and B without A. Yes, Sean.
People eat radishes straight.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who eats radishes straight?
Raw.
Yeah.
Sure, in a restaurant.
Yeah. Not in a salad. Not talking about in a salad. Just only a radish. Let's take it there. Who eats horseradish straight? Yeah, with great difficulty. As a matter of fact, the Chavos Das Paskin, you're not Yotze. It's Achila Shalom Kederach Achilosa. Yeah. What he says. It's a serious problem. I hold, it's not more anyway. It doesn't matter to me too much for Chavos Das. Should I make sure Yotze with lettuce? Okay, you're saying, but horseradish, as we just saw before, that we said that Tamcha, we saw in the Dark Emotion, is more chomer, is more sharp than snow. So therefore, even though if we wouldn't have horseradish straight, we would have Tamcha, we'd have snow straight. So what's this criterion that we're using over here? If you have it straight, he's saying it can't not be considered to be charev. Wait a minute. But snow you have straight is still considered to be charev. I don't know what to do with this. I don't know. Maybe they have different radishes. Maybe their radish was stronger than ours. Go look it up. Medieval radishes or ancient radishes. Maybe they were stronger than they weren't eaten directly. Yes?
Rabbi Forrest did bring up that there are different radishes in the world.
Oh, where? In Bracha's book?
In Kasher's book.
Oh, it's Kasher's book, yeah? There you go, Baruch Shekivanti. Rabbi Forrest, who, by the way, argues with me on Schnitzel too, I think. I think he also did make his honest. That's a side point. He wrote me a letter about it. But, I was Xavier Kotcher. But he will, big time with Chacham. And he says the two kinds of radishes, maybe the ancient radishes were different than ours. That's going to make it better for us. Let's hope that that's true. I'm going to get a little bit of trouble with this criterion over here in the Barahetev Sivkot and Yud. Let's go back to it. We got sidetracked. We're talking about Borsht here in the Pischei Tshuva Dalet. He says as follows. Borsht, Prima Godim says, if you can't drink it straight, it's Charif. If you drink it straight, it's not Charif. Hakol, if you rose any Amor, Rabbi asked the Paskin himself. This is extraordinarily important. But I want to get this, I'm going to have to skip the rest for only 5 minutes. We'll come back to something. I have to get the Gimel, because Gimel is relevant to the Rabbi HaShulchan Yud Beis we're supposed to be talking about. Let's do Gimel just for a minute.
Eddie,
yes.
I found that there's a Chicago
Tribune. Chicago Tribune says what?
It says the peppery flavor of radish is a function of age and variety. Some may be mild and others as hot as a fireball.
Fireball, that's it. You can't have fire. No one eats fire. Good, that's it. Thank you very much. Okay, so not only ancient, even in today's world, at least in Chicago. Chicago's a tough, they make them tough in Chicago. A tough town. I don't want to say who came from Chicago. It's a tough town. Okay. Siv Gimel, just briefly. Tavlin shen nidocho b'meducha shel basar ben yomo osu le'ochlem b'cholof v'yesh omin afilena ben yomo, as we saw before. Okay? This we saw before. Now, the shach, I don't have time to. We have still have some time. Shach Yutes. Kut to Sefer Truma. Tavlin shenidocha b'meducha shel basar. Ein la'atirin b'chola b'shem nat barnat. To tavlin chozak b'chorif. Havi modach mo beisor. Gam pilpulim charifin. Havi kemot snon shechotchu b'sakon shel basar d'lo ha'asher machas nat barnat. Osim mishem tam mamish hanivlasho. Ad kan. Mashma filu b'shena ben yomo olsen. So it's snow. And he says, Tam Mamash Nivlasha. So the Mechaber, why did he say over here, only Ben Yomo? He said, Yesh Omer Misif Aleph, even Eina Ben Yomo is Asur. And the Mechaber writes in Kuf Gimel Vav that way. Yesh Misha Omer Shem Sama Pilpul in Bekdera Shalisur, Shena Ben Yomo Hakol Asur, the Churfe Mashal in Shvach. Hilkuch Nire, as Yesh Omer here in the Ramah, the Kevin the Kaim Alon, the Yesh Omer Misif Aleph, Ken Hu Adin Hochan Siv Gimel. And so Tzadi Hei Beis and Kufchav Beis Gimel. Ramah Asayin Ben Yomek by Tavlin. Kedas Kol Achronim V'chein Noegim and the Mechaber is Shvet. Comes the Evan HaOzer, Abosai. Do you have an Evan HaOzer here? Evan HaOzer. Look inside. We can't finish it now. Because it's a very important thing which relates to our last Bali Ashuk. Kosev Amogan Avram. Or a chaim simen tofnun alf, sif kol namen alf, dibidav a chorif, ein mol not barnat, this we know already. Uma hai taima, Shalokadin also in Mashal Lefamim Scholkin Zangvil Besakan Shal Basar V'dochen also B'meducha V'nimtza Meducha Balua Mi Basar. They made the grater, the grinder, fleshik, because it became fleshik from the onion which had been sliced with a fleshik knife. V'chakach dochen betocha b'samim v'ochel b'cholof. You cook spice to put it into dairy. V'cheinesh lizorash l'olachto kazangvil rak v'sakin chodosh, or a parva knife, adka. Midvua bidvarov to v'sakin yoshin mekunach yofa also lachto bo. Dr. Chodesh Bina says the Halakha of an Ozer, the Ein Varav Nirli. The Magen Avraham is wrong. Why? The Makar Din Zed, the Vacharav Lo Shar Bin Apanad, and Mavur Besever Atruma, Hevi Beis Yosef Simon Tzadivav, the Hotzi Din Zemi Dibre Rashi, the Vitznon Shechotcho Besakan Shel Bosar, the Osaloch Le Bekutach, Hiksha Rashi Naparnat, Tiritz, Chorif Bolatfemi Dogam Rosam, Ayin Shem. Pirish Devar. Ha di yamu nat bar nat rotz alom at the time rishin nichnas k'tas mimenu ala kli. V'choz av yotze k'tas mea tam shebikli ala machol. Al ken nichnas hatam in ismai. Avol dova chorif bolea kol ka kol ma shebesoch akli. Nimtza di al kol ponim afer dova chorif leko nat bar nat. The tam sheni yotze kulo ala dova chorif. Rak chad nos in tam ikah. So mitchila lo nichnas rak tzas tam el akli. Says Evan Ozer, ulifizeh benidon didan, yesh ka nat bar nat. What's that? Min abosar lisakin, tam echot, she nichnas tzas lisakin. That's fine. U min asakin, yotza koma she yor betocho el azangvil, into the sharp food, vizeh no sin tam acher, Echot. V'chazar v'yotza mi'azang v'la l'meducha. Tam sheni u'dehetera. D'varei lo yotza kol atam mi'azang v'la l'machteshes. D'davko lehefech arminon. D'davachorav motzi kol tam minakli. Avol mikomakom einem avliya bikli rak tzas tam. D'bezeh shava d'davachorav l'shar dvarim. As it says in the Mekhul of Kufir Aleph, Dogim Shin is Bashal Bekadera Shal Basa, can eat a Bekutach, Avsha Basa Nis Bashal Tchila, Im Dvorim Charifim Merubim, still it's okay. Dovachorim Inam Avliya Kolatam, Raktasi Menem into a Kli. What a major dispute. We're out of time. Later tomorrow, we'll talk about this, and get back to the Bari HaShulchan Yud Beis, and discuss other matters of Siyad and Nishmai. And we'll also Chadak on the Yeah, who's coming to my house tomorrow night? Raise your hand. Shia SMF.